Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. So how pumped are you for Common People today?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, you know, hometown show. Yeah. On the main stage, yeah, definitely massively pumped for it.
Awesome.
It's incredible. It's nice to see some local acts like manage to come together and actually do something like this, just like a doorstep.
John! Exactly, man. And I guess like it's where's in. Did you go to Oxford yesterday or didn't, or was this mainly just...
Just Southampton.
Southampton, yeah. Because it's an alternative sort of thing, so I don't know, a few other bands, but...
Just Southampton for us.
Oh, fair man. And so, festival, as like you said, is local to you guys. Are you expecting big crowds for your set?
Well, I mean, we've already played, so...
Oh, you already played?
Yeah. It's 11 o'clock.
Sorry, man. Sorry, this is even
worse. I like the research that's got into this.
Sorry, man.
How was it?
Yeah. Huge turnout. It was good.
It just depends on times, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's true, man.
It was a good turnout.
It was the people that mattered.
Do you see any? Do you recognise any fans still? Or?
Yeah, you saw a lot of people. You see gigs. My mum was there.
We saw a few local stragglers from the joiners.
Awesome, man.
Many faces in the crowd.
And do you find it playing different at festivals when you do it at live venues?
Basically, festivals is completely different. We did incorporate a bigger stage sounding band. We've learnt a lot. We've been on tour with Space, and we've pretty much stolen as many ideas as we can in terms of sound and stuff.
I guess like when you play with other bands, you almost get an influence from them as well, don't you?
We're proper like that as well. If we go on tour with a band, we'll sit in the audience and watch it. Yeah, we're taking notes.
We're not the kind to just sit in the dressing room. After the gig and
whatnot. It's helped us with festivals, big time.
Because you get so many bands that saying, "Oh, this is original music. This we've made it," and you know, there's no influences. But I think, you know, it's refreshing that you just, you know...
We've definitely got influences. We've just got very contrasting.
I think unless you're unless you're playing an accordion with your ass, then you're not really being original these days, are you?
There's so much, you know.
And I like the fact that people are actually trying to play an accordion with their ass.
I'm sure Britain's got talent, we
play what we like. We're not going to start changing what we do because of trends.
Whatever sounds good, we
like guitar music and we will continue to play guitar music. We're not the first, we won't be the last.
Oh, cool, man.
As long as there's someone still playing, as long as people still turn up at gigs,
we'll keep doing it. And so you've announced a new music video not long back.
Yes.
Can you tell us anything about this at all?
We've commandeered a school.
Yeah.
We've got a named actor to go in it.
Okay.
The rest of it is completely top secret. I can't write any more information.
But are you excited to sort of...
I secretly tell you that's as far as I've got.
It will happen eventually.
It's going to happen. It should be recording around June.
Yeah.
Look for the video in about 3 years.
It should be August. August, up in August. It's going to be big. It's going to be big, big, big. Change of direction a little bit in terms of video style.
Yeah.
I think you saw that transition in Dad Didn't Know, where we just sort of... I don't know.
It's more conceptual, isn't it?
There's more of a concept to this video, more of a storyline. Just following us around with an iPhone.
One of yours before, when it is when they're like train station in it as well, was that one of your videos?
That was just my mate's phone walking around the train station.
They called away after he was as well, wouldn't it?
Keep the budget down.
Same.
Other people hate that.
I think I was searching, I was on Facebook.
And someone just shared the Aperture video and just put how not to do a music video.
My favourite thing is the fact that you can see Sean's list, isn't it?
You can see your list.
Amazing.
This is anti-bullying week.
So will you guys be releasing a new EP or album at all this year?
We're apparently going to the studio in July.
We're trying so hard to get an album.
Yeah.
But we're debating whether to do two EPs instead. Realistically, time and money are two very important things, and two things that we have very little of.
If we took a year off of just gigging and festivals, we could do it. The problem is,
"Oh, you play all right this year," and you're like, "Yeah." And then that's it.
So you can't really say no to the Isle of Wight. It's
just a big festival, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. So we always have a great laugh.
Yeah.
We always have, like, the Isle of Wight's probably the best.
All I can see is just your stickers everywhere last year.
Did you go last year?
Yeah, I went last year. Yeah. We were just sort of like sticking the stickers on people.
I think one night we stayed up till like 2 in the morning.
We were out. You know, kids go milking. Like when you were a kid, you used to go and steal the milk off people. Like we literally, like 2 o'clock in the morning, we're going to stick.
You know, when you're at the casino and you can't, you just keep spending money. You're like, oh, I've got to go home, but I've got to keep doing this. It's kind of like that. We've done it all hours. Just a few more.
I had great fun doing stickers.
How many was there in total? Must be about 1,000.
There was 2,500 went out.
Yeah, 2,000.
We've got 5,000.
So, with any band, like an artist from any band, on a new song, who would you sort of collaborate with?
That's a good question.
I would do a duet with Stevie Nicks because I fucking love Stevie Nicks. And
fingers crossed you'll read this.
Yeah, definitely. Stevie Nicks. So I'd do a duet with Stevie Nicks.
I'd like to do a song with that guy Wayne who sings for Flaming Lips.
I love his voice.
What about you?
Probably Zara Larsson.
Just
pretty hard.
Let's have someone hot on stage.
I'd love to team up with a band like Circle Waves or something like that. Just get some new flowing tunes out.
Yeah, man.
Cool. We do Alive or Dead.
Do anything.
The dream would be to collaborate with Stevie Ray Vaughan. Sort of kind of bluesy.
Yeah.
I'd love to get something like that, but if not, it would definitely be
Gary Glitter.
No. No, it would be Justin from the Vaccines. I'd love to get him in.
Awesome.
And just listen to him. Or Frank Turner. Frank Turner would be cool.
Yeah.
Just fucking one.
Well, I've got loads.
It makes sense if it's Glitter. It's like, want to be in my van sort of thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't put me down as Gary Glitter.
So, it's the last question. So, with you being unsigned, is there a lot of freedom, would you say, to write your music rather than just not being?
Yeah, we should do it.
It swings and roundabouts, really. There's a lot of freedom to do the music, but then everything's got to be organised by ourselves.
And the manager. We've got a manager now,
and it has come a lot more sort of reined in the control we have over what we do.
Yeah.
But the music will always be ours.
But there's a lot of things that we'll hopefully never let any kind of management take over from the music that we want to create. I think that's what makes us.
I see a lot of bands like that start to do really well, and what you see is their management changes their name and their sound.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm down for that. I mean, I've got a job. This doesn't pay very well. And if I'm playing something that I don't want to play, then I'm pretty much game over for me.
It's sort of a passion, isn't it? You want to have the job, what you want to do, rather than not do it at all, really.
This isn't a hobby for any of us, really. It's not a hobby, it's just what we do. Because we love doing it.
Yeah.
So it's a hobby.
It's not a hobby. It's just something we do out of passion. That's a hobby. Matt, you've just described the description of a hobby.
On that note, that's cool, man.